This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden says there's a high risk that Russia will soon invade Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Every indication we have is they're prepared to go into Ukraine.
Saying the U.S. sees no signs of a promised Russian troop withdrawal from the Ukraine border. At the U.N. Security Council, Secretary of State Antony Blinken detailed how the U.S. thinks an invasion would start, with Russia creating an event as justification and then launching bombs and missiles.
Russian tanks and soldiers will advance on key targets that have already been identified.
Blinken says he's revealing intelligence conclusions in hopes of preempting an assault, but gave little evidence. Russia continues denying it plans to invade. At the same time, it has expelled America's number two diplomat from the Moscow embassy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The crisis in Ukraine has united most Republicans and Democrats in a rare moment of bipartisan agreement that the United States must stand strong against the aggression of Russian President Vladimir Putin. But a small group within the Republican Party, heavily influenced by former President Donald Trump's stance toward Russia, has criticized President Biden for opposing Putin's designs on Ukraine. Some go as far as to say Russia has a right to invade. Meanwhile, some progressive Democrats in the House of Representatives have warned that there is no military solution to the crisis. Recent polling shows a slight majority of Americans support the U.S. staying out of negotiations to end the crisis. You can keep up on all of our coverage of the Ukraine crisis at our website.